Archers for the week 14 to 19 March 2004.
It's early on Saturday morning and Neil doesn't want to leave Susan.
Cup of tea before you go.
No, that's all right. Sooner I get off, sooner I'll be back. You should go back to bed. You look exhausted.
Oh, don't think I could sleep. Then while the children are out.
You sure you'll be okay on your own?
Yeah, of course.
I don't like leaving you.
Don't be silly. The pigs need feeding. I'm fine.
Well, you don't look fine.
I just can't believe. I can't take it in what he's done.
I know.
Christine and Jill might have been killed. Burnt alive.
Well, they're safe. Don't think about it.
Oh, how can I not? Oh, it just gets worse. When I think about what he's done.
Well, it's over now.
Oh, is it? What's he going to do next?
Oh, they'll find him.
If he didn't before. What am I going to say to the children?
Well, Christopher will be ages yet. You know what he and Stephen are like when they get together.
Oh, I suppose. But Emma, look, maybe I should ring her.
No. She'll be asleep. Leave it, love. She'll find out soon enough.
Chris, what are you doing up?
I couldn't sleep. I just kept seeing...
Yes, I know. Phil's making us a cup of tea.
That's nice. It's very good of you to take us in again.
Oh, don't be silly. Is George awake?
No, not yet. But how about you? Are you okay?
Yes. Well, a bit tired. But I suppose we've been lucky, really.
Lucky?
Not to have been more affected by the smoke. Oh, Chris, I didn't mean...
No, I know. Yes, the doctors were very good, weren't they?
I didn't mean what you've lost. The police house, it's terrible.
I can't even begin to think about that.
No.
Just him. Still out there.
Oh, Lord. Oh. Did you forget your keys, love? You made me... Clive!
Come in. Quick!
You can't! No, you can't!
I've got nowhere else to go!
You can't stay here! Neil's out the back.
I saw him go, Susan. I was waiting.
The children will be back. You can't
stay. I've got nowhere else to go. Look at the state of me.
Clive, what have you done to yourself?
I spilled some petrol, burnt myself. Just my arms.
Oh, they look terrible. You're shivering.
So would you be if you spent the night in a pig ark? I just need a few hours, please.
No, not this time.
You can see the state I'm in. Susan, please, you're my sister.
I know that.
Just give me some stuff for the burns, then. You must have summer.
You should be in hospital.
Susan, please. It's the last time I'll ever ask. Help me.
You won't be happy until we're all dead.
That can't be true.
He set fire to our house.
He's not thinking clearly. He probably imagined it to be empty.
You don't believe that. The only thing that went wrong with his plan was that George was out and you were there. But he doesn't care.
He hasn't succeeded then, has he? And the police are bound to...
Chris, love, you shouldn't be up.
Oh, neither should you. I'm sorry, did I wake you?
No, I'm fine, love. Wasn't me you got rescued from a burning building last night.
Oh, George, don't.
I'm sorry, love.
Oh, Lord, who's that?
Oh, that's the best I can do.
It's a bit better.
I've only got stuff from minor injuries. You really ought to see a doctor.
I told you, this'll do.
Some anaesthetic cream. Proper dressings, that's what you need.
I'll manage.
You're not going to be able to move very easily when you're in so much pain.
I'll manage. Just rest up here for a bit.
I could pop over to the shop.
What for?
Get a proper first aid kit. There's a really big one we have at the back. Got all sorts in it.
You're not leaving me.
I won't be long.
Suppose someone comes back.
The kids aren't due for ages. And it takes a couple of hours to see to his pig.
Someone else?
Like who? No one else has got a cane.
Well, I don't know, but...
Right upstairs if you're that bothered. Get in bed. Keep yourself warm.
No, it's too risky. Oh,
riskier than you trying to make a getaway in the state you're in? Look, if I get more stuff, I can really fix you up.
What's Betty going to think?
Oh, she'll be busy doing the papers. She won't even notice me. I'll be in and out.
All right, but be quick.
I will. Get upstairs, then.
Yeah. Thanks, Susan. I knew you wouldn't let me down.
Sorry, I did knock. Oh, what are you doing here?
I came to see if you needed any help.
But it's so early. What about milking?
Bert's doing it.
And the children, who's looking after them?
David is.
After the night he had?
If he managed to rescue two damsels in distress from a burning building, I should think he can manage to get breakfast for three kids.
Must be tired and shocked. Maybe you should go back to him.
It was his idea I came. You look as though you could do it. Are you all right, Chris?
When you knocked, I thought it might be him.
Morning. Susan, wasn't expecting you to come in today.
Betty.
Look, you look dreadful. You shouldn't
Betty,
have come in.
Can I use your phone? Please.
I'm sure Phil's got breakfast under control. I don't suppose he really needs Ruth's help.
Oh, she obviously wanted to feel she was doing something.
It's very sweet of her.
She should be with David. He needs her more than we do.
Well, that's not what they think.
She had a shock too. She was there.
Must have been awful for all of you.
If I ever get my hands on that Torag.
As long as someone does.
As quick as you can, please. Thanks, Betty.
But Susan, what's going on?
You heard. I rang the police. I had to, didn't I, Betty?
Of course you did.
Turned up this morning. He must have been hiding, waiting for Neil to leave. I didn't want to let him in, Betty.
No, I'm sure
he just
didn't.
Pushed past me before I could do anything about it.
No one's blaming you, Susan.
He's hurt, Betty. He's all burnt from the fire. I said I'd come over and get a proper first aid kit.
Yeah, I see.
But I said I wouldn't be long. If the police don't come quickly enough, he'll get suspicious.
Oh, they'll come. But, look, I don't understand. The children, where are they?
Oh, Christopher stayed the night at Friends and Emma's at Will's.
Oh, I see. Oh,
the police have to take him away before they get back. They have to.
Yes, they will.
I can't put him in danger again.
Look, they realise how urgent it is.
I don't know. I don't know. If he gets suspicious, I'd better get back.
Oh, no. You're staying here. We'll wait for the police together.
He's persecuting us. Where's it all going to end?
It'll end with the police putting him safely behind bars.
He's managed to get away with everything so far.
Chris?
Not quite everything.
What's to stop him getting away with murder?
Oh, Chris.
Well, what? I don't think he'll give up until we're both dead.
Oh, come on.
Phil wants to know how you like your eggs done.
Oh, can't he remember?
He thinks he can, but Jill thinks he can't. They're having a bit of a dispute about it.
Oh, we've caused them enough trouble already.
George?
Yeah?
Did you hear what Chris was saying when you came in?
Clive wants us dead. Aye, I did.
Surely you don't think...
I didn't. No, I'm not so sure.
I'm going.
No,
Susan. I am. I can't risk the children.
There you are. They're here.
See? Oh, dear God.
Mrs. Carter?
Yes. Oh, look, you must go quickly. Number one, the Green. Oh, I told him to hide upstairs, but please go now. If my children come
don't
back...
Don't worry. The house is surrounded. They'll be quite safe.
Well, go and get him,
I just have to ask a few questions. Oh. It won't take long. Now, you're quite sure he's not armed?
Yes, No, he isn't. I'm sure. Oh, go, please.
And you say he's badly injured?
Yes. Burns all up his arms, really nasty ones.
Oh, he spilled petrol.
And he's quite alone in the house.
I told you, my children are at Friends and my husband's at work, but they might come back. Oh, please, just get him out of my house.
We will. Thank you, Mrs. Carter. You've been very brave. Now, you stay here. It'll soon be over.
There you are. How's he coming down for this feast of Phil's? It's ready.
I'm not really hungry.
No, me neither. But he's gone to a lot of trouble. We ought to show Will in.
I was going to. I thought I should get dressed, but then I remembered I don't have any clothes.
Jill can lend you
I
some.
I don't have anything. It's all gone.
We can replace it when we get the insurance sorted.
Oh, I don't even want to think about it. All the things we'll have to do.
Yeah, we'll manage.
Is it worth it?
Of course it is. You're alive, that's all that matters to me.
Oh,
what's a house?
I'm so scared. And I'm so tired of trying not to be. And what's the point?
Oh, nay, you're not to think like that. Come on, love. Oh, why have I never got a hanky?
Oh, There are some tissues on the windowsill. I'm sorry. But it's all just too... George? Hmm? What are you looking at?
What's going on? Susan, what are you doing out here?
Oh, Neil, it's Clive.
Clive? He came to the house after you left.
He did what? I knew I shouldn't have gone out.
I couldn't stop him. He pushed past me.
I came back as soon as I could, once I'd found Mike. Oh, love, did he hurt you?
No, he's the one who's hurt.
Burns, look, she was really clever. She said she was coming over to the shop to get a first aid kit.
And I found the police. I found the police, Neil.
Oh, good for you. I can't believe they came back. So, have they got him or what?
Well, they're in there now.
We don't know what's going on. No, I hope they haven't hurt him.
I don't. Burnt was his serving right.
I was so scared the kids might come back or you.
I wish I'd not gone. I should have stayed.
I think something's happening.
No, they're bringing him out.
Boys, right, come on now. That'll do you no good.
Oh, no, he saved me.
Susan, you bitch! How could you harm your brother?
Clive,
I... watch it. I trusted you.
I had to.
That's a grass on your family. You'll burn in hell for this.
Oh, Neil. Oh, Neil.
You've done the right thing. It's all over now. It's all over.
Alistair has been testing the Herefords.
Oh, what a start to a Monday morning.
At least it's over for a couple of months.
Yeah.
Oh, come on now. It wasn't so bad this time.
I know.
Only 3 reactors. It was 8 last time.
Yeah.
I'm as fond of the Herefords as you are. But I love you and Jill more.
What's brought that on?
What do you think? You might both have died.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it does put things in perspective, I suppose.
It does. Chris and George are going through.
And Dad.
Phil.
Fires.
Oh, because of Grace.
Yeah. He hasn't said anything, of course, but I know he's feeling it.
Yeah. Oh, poor Phil. Doesn't bear thinking about.
No, quite. Let's concentrate on other things.
Like what?
Oh, you know, what we were saying. How we're going to make a living with all these changes coming in. That should keep everyone's minds occupied.
There's a lot to take in.
I really don't know if it'll be worth keeping the sheep once there's no more ewe premiums.
Brookfield with no sheep.
I know. What would Grandad say? But if it's just not profitable...
We've got some hard thinking to do about the dairy herd too.
Yeah.
We can't stay as we are. We've either got to get bigger or cut right back.
Would you rather we expanded?
I don't know. It's difficult, isn't it?
You know, even with the Herefords, I'm not sure we're going to stay in profit once the subsidies go.
We need to sit down and look at the figures.
We do.
But not today. Not on Ben's birthday.
No. He is excited about his party, isn't he?
I'm glad he's only got a couple of friends coming after the weekend we've had.
Yeah, it was nice of you to ask Chris and George.
I thought it might help to take their mind off things.
Oh, well, that was gorgeous.
Glad you liked it.
You can't keep cooking us these feasts, Phil, or I shall have to buy my new wardrobe a whole size bigger.
Oh, Chris.
It's a real nightmare.
A chance to buy a whole new wardrobe? What woman would turn that down?
It's a bit of a drastic way to get one.
Still, yeah. Now, Clive's in custody.
And he's going to stay there.
What did they charge him with in the end?
Criminal damage by arson with intent to endanger life.
They're going down for a very long time, then.
Mm. It must take you on a shopping trip to buy all these new clothes.
Oh, we should get things sorted out with the insurers first.
They'll make you an interim payment, surely.
Well, I don't know. It's all very complicated. David said he'd give me a hand with it.
Oh, that's kind of him, but he's done so much already.
Well, I can always cover for him at the farm, if he needs to take time off to go through things with you.
That's a good idea. Ruth's been down here a lot, too.
Oh, and with Ben's birthday to think about.
It was very kind of her to invite us.
Oh, it's quite a family affair.
He is only two.
It was still kind. They must still be shaken up by what happened.
Oh, Chris, I meant to ask you, how did you get on with Alan this morning? Was he helpful?
Oh, he didn't stay long.
He is quite busy at the moment.
Yeah, trying to sort out this promises auction, isn't he?
Exactly. So I sent him away.
Did you?
Well, he got much better things to do with his time.
Well, if he didn't think so.
Well, it was nice of him to come and see if I was all right.
Well, he's a nice bloke.
But then he started talking about victim support and counselling, and I really don't need that. I'll cope.
What do you say? I can't hear you, Mum.
David, if you want to...
I'll get you out. I just need... Mum? Mummy?
David, wake up. Hey.
What?
David, it's me. You're dreaming.
It's a fire. Mum?
Oh, it's a dream. You're having a bad dream.
Oh.
It's okay.
Oh.
It's all right now.
Oh, God. Oh, I'm sorry.
Don't be daft. Are you okay?
Yeah. Oh, God. I just sat down on the sofa. Have a quick look at the paper. Must have dropped off.
I'm not surprised. You must be shattered.
Oh, dear. Oh. It was about the fire.
I know. I heard.
I could see Mum and the flames and the smoke, and I couldn't get in. And I just couldn't get in.
But you did. You did. You saved her.
Yes.
Yeah. It's fine. And Chris, and you. Oh, give us a hug.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, how pathetic. All this fuss about a dream.
No, no. I'm so brave. It was bound to catch up with you sometime.
Oh, it was awful, love. You know, there was a moment when I thought I might not be able to smash the glass.
I know. But you did. Minus the muscles.
Hardly. Oh.
Okay. Maybe you should go to bed properly. We've got a couple of hours before the party starts.
Oh, no. Might start dreaming again. Oh, when I think what might have happened, you know?
It didn't. You're all safe.
Yes. Yes, I know.
And you can see your mum to make sure she'll be here soon.
Yes.
So now you've got a choice. You can help me blow up some balloons or go and check on the Herefords. Which do you fancy?
They all seem to be enjoying themselves, don't they?
They do. Anything we need to do to help, do you think?
I think it's all under control for the time being.
David certainly seems to be throwing himself into it.
Yes.
Ben's very like him at that age.
Yes, more than Josh, really. Although he doesn't seem to be taking after David in some ways.
Oh, don't you think so?
Far as I remember, David used to celebrate every birthday by being sick.
Oh, well, it's early yet. Seems like yesterday, doesn't it?
Yes. Where does all the time go?
Oh, I don't know. But I'm glad I spent it with you.
That's a nice thing to say.
Yes, I've got a horrible feeling that's from a song.
I don't mind. Not like you to be so sentimental.
Oh, Jill. When I heard about the fire, well, when I realised that there was a chance that you might have...
Déjà vu.
I don't know what I'd have done without you.
Don't worry, Phil. I'm going nowhere. Look at David.
I'm sorry, I can't...
He's not getting on very well with those balloons, is he?
Oh!
Hurry up, Dad.
Yeah, no, I know you need them for the game.
There's a list of people I need to talk to.
I'm doing them as fast as I can, right?
You, Susan. I just wanted to say thank you.
Oh, really, Chris, there's no need.
You saved my life.
Dad!
Don't hover like that, Pip. You're putting me off. Get Mummy to help you. Honestly, Chris, it was nothing. Anyone would have done the same.
I feel bad not saying anything before, but in all the confusion...
It doesn't matter, honestly.
It does. You were quite the hero.
No, no, no.
You really should get a medal or something.
David, it's a bit concerning.
Oh, honestly, Pip, do you have to go running to Mummy with every little thing? I'm doing them as fast as I possibly can.
Fine, then.
Oh, Pip.
She said you told her to come and get me. She just wants this game to go right for Ben.
Pip, I'm sorry.
I'll go and help her.
Pip, wait for me. What is it that we have to do?
You shouldn't have shouted at her like that.
I know, I know. I'll tell her I'm sorry.
Good.
It's that stupid dream this afternoon. I can't get it out of my head.
Oh, I understand. But you're not the only one who's been having bad dreams.
What, Pip too? Why didn't you tell me?
I thought you'd got enough on your plate. It's Clive. She turned him into a bit of a monster.
Yeah? Well, he's good casting.
Got it into her head. He's out to get all of us.
Oh, no. Now, where can she possibly have got that idea from?
I am really grateful to David and Ruth for inviting us, you know.
Yes, George, you say.
I mean, just what Chris needed, being taken out of herself.
She seemed a bit better after they arrested Clive.
It was a relief, but... But it's hard to tell how much of one. Well, you know Chris. She likes to put on a brave face.
She was getting a bit... Well, I know he'd done some terrible things.
You think she was taking it too personally?
Well, I took it pretty personally when you got caught up in it.
Well, I just think... Well, he is mentally disturbed.
Rather than wicked.
Look, let's not have that debate now.
I just meant, I don't think you can take it personally. His motivations are so twisted.
I thought I'd better leave David and Pip to it. He was a bit short with her earlier.
Was he?
Well, the strain's getting to him, I expect. He and Ruth have been so kind to us this week.
Mm. Pip and I had a little musical treat planned for Mothering Sunday. I think we've got time to work it up into something extra special.
Mothering Sunday. Poor Ivy Horobin.
Oh, that's very charitable of you.
Oh, I don't blame the Horobins. It's not their fault.
Poor Susan. I sometimes think she's the real victim in all this.
Mm. Well, I thank David. The next thing I ought to do is thank Susan. If it weren't for her...
I'm sure that really isn't necessary.
She knows how you feel.
Oh, it is. It was a brave thing that she did. I need to tell her.
Well done, Pip. That went very well. Good girl.
Go and find the parcels. Pass the parcel now.
OK.
Thanks, love.
So, are you friends again?
Oh, I think so, yeah. I said I was sorry. Explained how tired I was, but, you know, that was no excuse.
And that was OK?
Yeah. And then I told her about my dream.
Did you?
Yeah, and she told me about hers.
Good.
Yeah. At a regular Jungian session. But I told her we could both stop dreaming now. Grandma was safe and Clive was behind bars.
Well, in a secure hospital.
She's 11, it's shorthand.
And that satisfied her?
Yeah. She's a bit puzzled about Susan, though.
Susan?
Yeah, she said she'd never tell on Josh, whatever he did.
And did you say Susan used to think like that and ended up in prison?
Well, I tried to, but I don't know that it helped. You know what kids are like.
Susan was doing it to protect her kids. Maybe I can explain it to her.
Yeah, I wish you'd try.
I will. I don't want Pip thinking Susan's a bad person.
No, she's got enough to put up with.
Yeah.
And Chris is planning to go around and thank Susan too.
Is she?
I know. I bet that's all she needs.
Susan's got a surprise waiting for her.
So don't say anything to upset your mum.
I won't. What do you take me for?
You weren't very tactful last week.
Well, it was big stuff. Everyone was talking about it at school.
It's very serious.
Yeah, well, he's proved that, hasn't he? Setting fire to houses.
Yeah, it must have been terrifying.
He really is a nutter.
Yeah. But don't say that to your mum. He's still her brother.
Is that you, love?
Yeah.
You don't think it runs in the family, do you?
No, I don't.
Hello, love. How was your mum?
Oh, she... Christopher, what are you doing here?
I got sent home.
Oh, no. What have you done now? Oh,
nothing. I just wasn't feeling too good. It was Mr. Price's idea.
Yeah, they rang, love. I expect he's tired. We all are.
Have your friends been giving you a hard time?
No, they still think it's cool.
But Christopher doesn't anymore, you'll be pleased to hear.
Bunch of losers. They got no idea.
Haven't they?
Maybe you could do with a lie down. Why don't you get up to your bedroom,
I feel okay now. I suppose I could catch up on some coursework.
Oh, now I know you're ill.
Yeah, funny.
Well, give us a shout if you need anything, love. Oh, Neil.
So, how is your mum,
Oh, not so bad, I suppose, considering. Oh, she thinks I did the right thing. Oh, Neil, I had to do it, didn't I?
Of course you did. Only thing you could do.
That awful night, the armed police ran the house. Oh, I couldn't have lived with myself if the children...
Here, come here. You were very, very brave and you did the right thing. And it's all over now.
Oh, I sure thought so. Oh, who's that now?
Don't worry, I'll get rid of her.
It's okay, Mum, I'll get it.
They are. Probably one of his mates also mysteriously sick.
Oh, I don't think I'd mind. I can't bear to think what effect this must be having on him.
Oh, he'll survive. He's tough.
But if it's making him ill... Oh, who is that? Doesn't sound like any of his friends.
Visitor for you, Mum.
Oh, Christine.
I'm sorry. I hope I'm not disturbing you.
No. Come in.
Oh.
Thanks for getting the door, Christopher. You going back upstairs now?
No, that's all right. I won't stay long. I just wanted to thank you.
Thank me?
Yes, I know it can't have been easy for you.
No, it wasn't.
But if you knew what a relief it is to me, knowing he's not out there anymore.
Well, it's a relief to all of us.
Still out for my mum, though.
I know. That's why I wanted to... Well, I've said it... I'll leave you in peace.
Well, thanks.
Yeah, I'll see you out.
Oh, no, don't worry. I can do it myself. So, well, take care. Bye.
Bye then.
Yeah, bye. Oh, Neil.
Well, of all the...
Shh! What did I say about being tactful? Okay, she's gone now.
How could she do that?
I know, what?
Christopher!
You're telling me you think different.
I think it was a bit unnecessary. You all right, love?
Yeah.
How would she feel if it had been her?
I suppose she thought she was doing the right thing.
She dubbed Phil Archer in for setting fire to the organ or something. What a muppet.
Christopher!
Well, Mum thinks it's funny.
Oh, I shouldn't laugh. Oh, Christopher, you really shouldn't talk about people like that.
No. You should. Well, the idea of her, Phil Archer. Oh,
God. You can't quite see it, can you? Oh, dear.
There you are. Good job I came home, wasn't it?
So I told her not to bother coming in this week. Oh, you should have seen her after she'd rung the police. I thought she was going to pass out.
I'm not surprised. What a situation.
Well, she did the right thing, though.
Couldn't have been easy, though. Anyway, I'd better be getting back or Joe will think I've been taken hostage.
Well, he seemed very chirpy when I saw him this morning.
Stilento had no objections from the planning committee, so he reckons he can start putting the pole barn up again next week.
Well, that won't please Linda Snell.
Why do you think he's doing it?
Have you heard what she's offering for the promises auction?
No, what?
An afternoon of llama trekking.
Oh, well, all the promises as daft as that. I don't think I'll bother going.
Well, it won't be if Bert's got anything to do with it. He's really on the case.
What else has he come up with?
Day of falconry at Lower Loxley.
Just what I've always wanted. Hello, Mike.
Yeah, do you think our vicar's on the turn?
Into what?
Oh, one of them evangelicals. He just thanked me for helping him with the burden of the cross. I mean, what's that all about?
It'll be for the procession of witness on Good Friday.
Eh? Neil's making a cross for him, but with all the trouble he's had, I said if he needed any help, you'd give him a hand.
Oh, well, thanks for telling us.
You think yourself lucky. I've got to get up the crack of dawn Easter Sunday, provide breakfast at the village hall.
Oi.
Alan's having a sunrise service on Lake Hill.
Oh, can't he leave nothing alone?
I don't think you'll get many takers for that. Oh, afternoon, Susan.
It's nice to see you, love.
Oh, thanks. I just came to say, Betty, about me working next week.
Oh, don't come back till you're ready.
I can always give Betty a hand if she needs it.
Oh, Mike can.
Oh, go on, volunteer me for something else.
Oh, look, there's no need. I'll be back.
Well, if you're ready.
Oh, you've been through a lot.
Yeah, I should think there's a weight off your mind, though, isn't it?
What is?
Mike?
Well, Clive being banged up. Well shot of him, I say.
Yes, well, that was all I came to say, really. I'll see you.
Any time, Susan. When you're ready.
Hang on, Susan. I'll come with you.
Oh, Mike, what'd you have to say that for?
Eh? Why shouldn't I say it? It's the truth, isn't it?
Susan, hang on a minute.
Oh, Clary.
I just wanted to make... Well, what Mike said, he shouldn't.
It wouldn't be the first time Mike Tucker said something stupid.
No.
I imagine it's what most people are thinking.
Well, maybe.
Most of the time I agree with them.
Most of the time.
Well.
Oh, Susan. He's your brother. I understand.
I had to do it, Clary.
It were a terrible decision to have to make.
Afternoon, Clary. Susan?
Oh, afternoon.
Hello. Just on my way to the village shop.
Oh, yes.
To get Phil and Jill a little something to say thank you.
Your day for it.
Yes. Well, I better get on. Bye.
Oh, bye, Christine.
I don't know what to say to her.
I can imagine.
I mean, what Clive did to her and George was terrible, of course it was.
It's not your fault.
But she came round earlier and thanked me.
Hey?
Thanked me for shopping my own brother. What was I supposed to say to that?
Oh, yes, here we are. Are these the right ones?
Oh, yes, thank you.
Oh, very fancy.
Phil's always had a sweet tooth. Just a little thank you. Anyway, we shan't be bothering them much longer.
Oh, have you found somewhere else to go?
Well, David and Ruth wanted us to come to Brookfield, but they're so busy on the farm and the children and everything.
Yeah, it can be a pain. We know what that's like, don't we, love?
Oh, it's lovely having Roy and Phoebe and Hayley with us. They're no trouble.
Anyway, David and Ruth have done quite enough for us already, but Shula and Alistair said we could stay at the stables.
Oh, that'll be nice for you, your old home.
Yes.
Just think that's the last place you want to be.
Mike? I take no notice of him. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Well, it just meant with the all slashing happening up there and everything.
Well, that's all in the past now, isn't it?
I hope so.
It'll be nice for Christine to be back with all the horses.
It will. I'm feeling a bit more positive now with Clive safely behind bars.
Yeah, well, that remains to be seen, doesn't it?
Oh, no, Christopher, that's a plant.
All right. How am I supposed to know?
Oh, it's good of you to give us a hand with this. Are you sure you're feeling up to it?
Yeah, Mum. Don't fuss.
It's good to have the time to get it sorted, isn't it?
Yeah. Every cloud has a silver lining, Ad.
Oh, if we're going to put the house on the market, we need to have the garden nice and tidy.
When are we getting this caravan?
Well, I suppose as soon as we know, we can go ahead.
It's going to have a proper bathroom and everything, isn't it?
Yeah, of course.
We need to work out what we can afford.
They all have them now.
They didn't that time you tried to sort a whale.
Oh, that was ages ago.
Oh, you were tiny. I'm surprised you can remember it.
Walking through the rain in the dark to some shower block full of creepy crawlies. Now, that was a traumatic experience.
Oh, yes.
Country boy like you, scared of creepy crawlies.
That was a good holiday.
And we'll get you a toilet, I promise.
Oh, who's this now?
If it's the school.
Hello?
Susan... I'm sorry to bother you again.
Oh, Christine.
Not her again. What does she want now?
Shh. Oh, look, I'm sorry. I'm out in the garden doing a bit of weeding. What can I do for you?
Oh, it's really silly. It's just something Mike said.
Mike?
Well, I just wasn't sure. I should know, really. I'm sure George told me, but I wasn't listening properly.
If I can help you.
Why should you?
It's just... Where are the police holding Clive?
What?
I just wasn't sure, and then when Mike said...
He's on remand in Birmingham.
Yes, but...
In hospital. Getting his burns treated.
Good Lord.
In hospital?
A secure one. Don't worry.
Handcuffed to the bed.
Christopher.
I'm sorry. I wouldn't have asked you, but... Well, thank you.
Oh, you don't have to thank me, Christine. I wish you wouldn't.
No. Well, I'm so sorry to have bothered you. Good luck with the weeding.
Yes. Bye. Well,
I can't believe it.
If she does anything like that again, I swear I'm going to deck her.
No, Christopher. Look, I think we could all do with a nice cup of tea. Why don't you go and put the kettle on? There's a good boy.
But...
Please, Christopher.
Oh, okay. Don't let her get to you, Mum. She's not worth it.
You all right, love?
She's worried he might escape again.
Oh, that's not very likely. He's not Superman or Houdini.
Superman.
He used to love those comics.
Oh, did he?
Films too. So, one Christmas I saved up and bought him the costume.
Oh, no.
He was so excited. Couldn't imagine wanting anything else.
Oh, don't upset yourself.
My little brother. That's all he was then. My funny little brother.
Yeah, I know.
He was happy. I never thought... Oh, Neil. How has this happened to us?
Peggy has plans for Jack.
Oh, is breakfast ready?
Nearly. So you've just got time to do your exercises.
Oh, do I have to?
Yes, don't be such a baby.
I don't do them very well on an empty stomach.
How does that affect your leg?
I don't know that they're doing me much good.
Of course they are. The sooner you get them done, the sooner you can eat.
I suppose so.
Come on now, get your leg up.
Well, where's the thing then?
What thing?
To put my leg on.
The footstool is where it always is, right in front of your nose.
See? I told you I couldn't think on an empty stomach.
I'm not asking you to think. Now, come on, get your leg up.
Oh, it's very stiff.
The exercises will cure that.
I expect so.
You know you've got to do them sometime today. Why not get it out of the way now?
I don't know. It's so early in the morning. Besides...
Besides what? Don't you want to get better? They're working.
Do you really think they are, Peggy?
I'm noticing a definite improvement.
Really?
Yes. Now, come on, love. Don't give up now.
All right, then. Let's get it over with.
So I thought I'd go over to see Mum, find out how Jack's getting on.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Can you pass the butter, please?
Of course. Here you are.
Thanks, darling.
Try and reassure her about Lillian.
Oh, good luck.
I think she is over Matt Crawford, but Mum's still not convinced.
Oh, don't talk to me about Matt Crawford. Been on the phone to me already this morning.
Oh, I wondered who was calling so early. What does he want?
Oh, he's on about the shoot again. I hope it is all over with Lillian. Maybe then he'll stop hanging around the place, poking his nose in when it's not wanted.
What's wrong with the shoot?
He reckons a couple of drives have been cleared properly.
Oh, I thought Greg was meant to have done them all.
Well, he obviously hasn't got round to these.
Oh.
It means I shall have to go and talk to him about it. You know what a joy that always is.
Morning, all.
Oh, you're very chirpy this morning.
I'm glad someone is.
What's the matter, Brian? It's a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful morning.
Not if you get an alarm call from Matt Crawford, it isn't. We must see him tomorrow night, aren't we? Great.
Pass the coffee, Mum.
There you are, darling.
Thanks. Ah, yes, the dinner dance. Don't worry, Brian. It's going to be a wonderful evening. I'm sure of it.
Have you been sniffing the diesel?
No. I do feel a bit lightheaded.
Well, of course you do, darling.
All these sleepless nights getting to you.
Well, they must be. But really, don't worry about tomorrow evening. We're all going to have a wonderful time.
Yes, unless Lillian does something stupid.
You said she was over, Matt.
Yes, but if he turns up with Yvette, she might say something out of turn. You know what she's like.
Don't worry, Mum. She'll have her mouth too stuffed full of Ian's delicious food to bother.
Well, I hope you're right.
That would make anyone happy. Right, I'm off for a shower.
Is he high on something? God, wish a night in the lambing shed had that effect on me.
Darling, it isn't that. He wasn't lambing last night. He swapped shifts with Eddie.
Well, what was he doing then?
Well...
It's all right. I don't want to know.
No,
his private life is his own affair.
Oh, don't be so stuffy.
No, absolutely fine by me.
Aren't you pleased to see him so happy?
Yes, it's wonderful. Perhaps he doesn't have to sing about it quite so much.
Well, I think it's sweet. Don't you remember when you used to sing to me?
I think you're mixing me up with somebody else.
Oh.
Now, there is something I've been meaning to ask you.
Oh, yes.
Is it true that Alice and Amy have promised to do an afternoon's ironing for this Promises Auction thing?
Yes, isn't it wonderful of them?
Yeah, but may I ask who's going to teach Alice to iron?
Want me to hold that for you?
No, I've got it. You don't mind if I get on with it, though, do you?
Oh, no, of course not.
These pens should have been repaired last week, honey. Anyway, you don't hear about my troubles. So, how's Christine?
Well, she was getting a bit better. It was a weight off her mind when the court climbed.
Yeah, it must have been. There, that's one done.
Well, now she's got it into her head, he's going to escape.
Well, I suppose he does have a history. Oh, this is in a bad way.
All the more reason they're going to keep a very close eye on him this time.
Sure, you're right. Now,
makes it hard. We really ought to start sorting this mess out.
That'll be a big job.
I'll meet in David later. Talk through what to do about the insurance.
Maybe you should take Christine. Give her something else to think about.
Yeah, maybe. On the road, it's good to get out in the fresh air. Isn't it, Walt boy, eh?
Must be a bit cramped you all up at Glebe Cottage.
It is. That's why we're moving to the stables.
Oh, yeah, more space there.
And I'm hoping the routine might calm Chris down a bit. I'm sure Shula will let her lend a hand.
Yeah. George, I'm sorry. I feel awful about all this.
About what?
It's my fault you weren't there on Friday night. If I'd asked you to come out with me...
I might have been standing in the hall when the petrol bomb went off. You probably saved my life.
Your family doesn't say it, man.
Now, what's all this about? Hey, is Brian still on your back, is he?
Yeah. I mean, look at these pens. They should have been sorted out last week, but oh, no. He has to haul me away to some job he thinks is more important.
Well, that was bosses for you. Don't take it so personally.
I'm not to. It just seems whatever I do...
Hey, can I have a word?
See what I mean? Yes, of course you can.
Morning, Brian.
Oh, hello, George. It's good to see you.
Taking the dog for a walk.
Well, there's not much room for him to run about in Glebe Garden. Me neither.
No, I can imagine. So, how are things?
Well, you know, we're coping.
Well, is there anything we can do?
That's very kind.
And give my best to Chris, won't you?
I will. Look, maybe I'd best leave you to...
No, don't rush off on my account. This won't take long.
Won't it?
Making a start on the pens, are you?
Well, would have done it last week, but then you wanted me
to... There's no rush with that, Greg. You've got more important things to worry about.
Have I?
Yeah. Matt Crawford's been on the phone to me this morning.
Oh, sticking his oar in again, is he?
He does have a considerable financial interest in the shoot.
As he never stops reminding us. So, what have I done wrong this time?
It's more what you haven't done. He says two of the drives are badly overgrown, Blackbird and Cherrywood.
I was getting round to them.
Well, he claims he had a word with you about the end of the season. And I think I did too, didn't I?
I don't know. You have words about so many things.
Do I?
It's a simple enough job.
It should be.
It is. It was just get it sorted, then.
I could give you a hand if you wanted.
Sure, that won't be necessary, George. Greg can manage a simple thing like that.
Of course I can. I just haven't got round to it, that's all.
Well, get round to it, please. I don't want any more dawn phone calls. Anyway, George, nice to see you.
Keep your spirits up.
I will. Regards to Jennifer.
See what I mean?
I told you. Don't take it so personally. He was just knocked because he'd got Matt nagging him, that's all.
Then he knows what it feels like. If he just leave me alone to do things in my own way...
Does it matter, as long as it gets done?
It matters to me. Honestly, George, if any other job came up, I'd be out of here like a shot.
Would you? And what would Helen have to say to that?
I think we must have gone to every dress shop in Felpersham.
You know what Lillian's like once she starts shopping. You're lucky she didn't want to drag you up to London.
She's got so many clothes already.
That never stops her.
I don't understand why this dinner dance is so important to her. It's only at Grey Gables.
Yes, but
and the dress she chose, it was very revealing.
They always are.
You're quite sure it's not all for Matt Crawford's benefit?
Yes, Mum, I'm quite sure.
She told me he was going to be there.
And she wants him to see what he's missing.
Ugh, that'd be like her.
And catch herself another man.
I can't think where she gets it from.
Oh, really, you don't need to worry. The way she was flirting with Ian last week, it was quite obvious.
With Ian?
That she... Yes. But only to show Matt that she didn't care about him anymore.
I hope she hasn't got her eye on Ian.
No, Mum. No, I don't think that's very likely.
He's a very attractive young man.
Yes, but...
Oh, I know he's years younger, but that's never stopped her before.
Honestly, Mum, Ian is quite safe from Lillian. Not her type at all.
He's so sweet-natured. He'd be putty in her hands.
Usually, maybe. Well, Mum, the thing
Peggy,
is...
Peggy, I can't find the... Oh, you've got some coffee.
Yes, love. Do you want a cup?
I was going to make you some.
I told you I was doing it.
Did you? Oh, I didn't hear.
Come and sit down, Jack. Come on. How's your leg?
Peggy thinks it's getting better.
It is. Now, put it up on the footstool.
Oh.
That's the way. Now, shall I pour you some coffee?
You're too good to me, Peggy.
Oh, I can get you a cup of coffee without you having to make a song and dance about it.
I know. I must have been a burden to you these past few weeks.
Nonsense. Anyway, you're on the mend now.
Yes. Soon be your old self again.
Oh, now, Jack, this'll amuse you.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what Alice is offering to do for the promises auction.
He was quite rude to me. Insolent, really.
Well, he's never the cheeriest of blokes, is he?
And if George hadn't been there, I might have said something.
Oh, give him a break, Brian. You didn't hire him for his charm.
At least he used to be good at his job.
So he's let a few things slip.
It's getting to be more than a few.
Well, maybe he's got, I don't know, other problems.
Yeah, like what?
Well, I understand things aren't too hot on the home front.
Who told you that? Helen. I didn't realise you were one of her confidants.
I'm not, but she told Kirsty.
Hmm?
And Kirsty told Brenda, and Brenda told me.
God. The Jungle Telegraph in this village. I mean, what did she tell you?
Well, things aren't too good between them sexually, apparently.
Oh, I don't want to know that.
You asked?
Let the man have some privacy.
I only mentioned it because sometimes low libido can be a sign of the...
Jenny, what kept you?
Oh, sorry, darling. Oh, you found the salad then.
Yeah, thanks, Mum. It was delicious.
Oh, sorry I was so long. Only we're trying to cheer Jack up, but he does seem low.
It must be in the air. Maybe it's the weather.
It doesn't seem to be affecting you.
Oh, it was a bit of a scratch lunch, I'm afraid. I'll make up for it tonight.
Oh, I won't be in for supper.
Oh, okay, darling.
You're doing the late shift.
Mm, I'll be back for that. Oh, I'd better go and see how the ewes have managed without me. I'll see you later.
Okay, bye, darling.
Yeah, well, I hope he is back.
Oh, he will be.
And I hope he's not going to start singing to the ewes. It'd be enough to make them abort.
Don't be so grumpy. He's in love.
Yeah, well, I wish he'd keep it to himself. He's got sex on the brain.
Hmm.
I was just trying to tell me that Greg's bad keepering was down to his low libido.
Well, that would be ironic for a gamekeeper.
I'm glad it amuses you. If this new friend of Adam's is going to distract him from his work...
Oh, Ian wouldn't do that. He's a very conscientious boy.
Ian? What's Ian got? Ian?
Well, of course.
Ian? But he's a Stones fan.
Oh, Brian, what am I going to do with you? Didn't you notice the chemistry between them in the ball last week?
No, I didn't.
Oh, it is so sweet. The way they want to spend every minute they can with each other.
So that's where he keeps... Hang on a minute. Is that why he's so keen to go to this do at Grey Gables?
Of course.
Oh, great. Oh, that's all I need.
Big night for Ian.
I thought you had given up.
Well, this is my last one.
I've only known you a few months. How many times have I heard that already?
Seems longer.
Well, you've been trying to give up, I bet.
That we've known each other?
Yeah.
Well, it's a big night tonight.
I know. Don't be nervous.
I always am. Well, I take a pride in my work, unlike you.
Oh, charming.
You never seem to do any.
What a slander. Do you know how many night shifts I've worked this week?
I know how many times you've managed to snatch a few minutes with me.
Because I'm super efficient. And, of course, madly in love.
Oh, God, I really have to go.
I know.
But I'll see you later.
Yeah, I won't make a nuisance of myself.
Well, go on then. Off you go and make yourself look gorgeous.
We're going to be late.
No, we're not.
Well, Adam's still in the shower.
Oh, he won't be long.
Lillian hasn't even arrived yet.
Well, she likes to make an entrance. Anyway, why are you so bothered? You don't want to go.
Well, can you blame me? It's hardly going to be a restful evening.
Not the mood you're in.
Adam's sneaking off to the kitchen every 5 minutes.
He won't be. Ian's working and he'll respect that.
Hmm. Lord knows what's going to happen between Lillian and Matt. Not to mention Yvette.
I can tell you exactly what's going to happen. Lillian's going to dance with every attractive man in the room and leave Matt to stew.
I hope you're right.
Oh, come on, darling. We can enjoy ourselves and forget about it.
Good Lord.
Ta-da! You like it?
Oh, yes, Lillian. It does look stunning.
What there is of it.
Oh, Brian, don't be such a prude. If you've got it, flaunt it. That's what I say.
I know.
You'll be the belle of the ball.
That's the plan. Lady in red.
Please, lady, no singing. We're having quite enough of that round here.
You're going to put everybody else in the shade.
Good.
Maybe I should go and change.
No, Jenny, you shouldn't.
You look fine, Jenny. It's very elegant.
You just don't want to share the limelight.
Who let you in, Lillian? Adam, is he ready?
No, it was Alice. I had to drag the poor girl away from a huge pile of ironing.
Oh, good, she started then.
Honestly, I know you farmers reckon you're on Skid Row, but can't you afford to pay a decent cleaner?
Of course I can.
Turning your poor daughter into a skivvy?
Oh, it's for the Promises auction, and she's only practising.
Lillian! You look $1 million.
Adam, at last.
Oh, thank you, darling. You don't look so bad yourself.
Oh, what a handsome son I've got.
Comes of having a beautiful mother.
If we've quite finished the Mutual Admiration Society, can we get off?
Yes. Let's go and give the yokels a treat.
Yeah, that's right there, yeah. The salad's over there and the carpaccio on the left.
Well, good evening. Yeah. Didn't expect to see you out here.
Oh, it's Mr. Crawford, isn't it? Evening.
Yeah, I thought you'd be safely in the kitchen.
Well, I soon will be, just making sure the buffet's arranged properly.
Oh, right, yeah. Very conscientious of you.
Yeah, well, you know, I like to do a good job.
And I suppose it gives you a chance to see the guests arriving.
Well, no, only if they're early, like you.
Or if you've arranged something with them beforehand.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, wouldn't you?
No, not when I'm working.
All right. Yeah, very professional.
I try to be.
So you've got no idea what time Adam and Lillian might be making an appearance?
No, I mean, why would I?
Well, you seemed awfully chummy last week.
Well,
Lillian might have tipped you the wink.
Lillian? No.
No? And you two such good friends?
Well, no, she reminds me of my auntie.
Your auntie?
Yeah. Well, we were very close.
Well, it wouldn't be the first thing that sprung to my mind.
No? Oh, well, each to their own, I suppose. Look, I'm sorry, Mr. Crawford, it's getting busy. I really should be getting back to the kitchen.
Yeah, right.
All right, enjoy your evening.
Oh, Jenny, at last.
Oh, I'm sorry, darling. There's always a queue in the ladies' loo.
Right, well, can we go in?
Well, we ought to wait for the others.
Well, where's everyone disappeared to now? It's worse than moving sheep.
Lillian's still redoing her makeup.
Well, what's happened to it? She's only been sitting in the car.
And Adam's gone to wish Ian good luck.
You see, what did I tell you?
Oh, he won't be long.
What are people going to think?
They're not going to think anything.
Wish him luck. How would it be if we all went round wishing each other luck every time we started lambing or something?
Well, you might if you're in love with each other.
Oh, Jenny, please.
Well, I'm only teasing. Oh, there he is. Everything all right, darling?
I think so. He's nervous, of course.
What's he going to be nervous about? He's cooked before.
Oh, he's an artist, darling. You don't understand.
No, I don't.
I'm sure he'll be fine. Where's Lillian?
Gone to add a few more layers of paint.
Well, are we ready for the off?
We're more than ready. Now, can we go in now?
Well, just a minute. I want to make an entrance.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
I'm sure you do.
Adam, will you escort me? I always feel so much better with a handsome young man on my arm.
Don't we all?
Look, are you two going in?
Look, don't rush them, Brian.
OK.
Yes.
Deep breath. One, two, three. There you are, Lillian. Another an entrance for you?
Yes, that was very satisfactory.
Oh, Lord, here comes Matt.
Even better. Darling, fancy seeing you here.
No, I told you I was coming.
Did you? Must have slipped my mind.
Evening, Matt.
Evening. Lillian, you look terrific. That is some dress.
Is Yvette not with you, Matt?
No, she couldn't make it.
Oh, couldn't she?
Yeah, last minute thing.
Oh, what a pity. I was looking forward to meeting her.
Well, you know, these things happen.
Yes, and I wanted a little chat too. Did you?
So where is she? At home?
No, she had to go down to London.
Shame it had to be tonight.
Yeah, it's left me all on my little lonesome.
Oh, well, I'm sure you'll cope.
I was wondering if we could have the first dance.
Oh, I'm sorry, Matt, I've already promised that to someone.
Have you? Who's that?
Me. Come on then, Lillian.
Thanks, perhaps.
Perhaps. Who knows?
Oh, don't they look lovely together?
She's his aunt. I suppose she felt obliged.
Well, I don't think she'll lack partners.
Not in that dress.
Do you, Matt?
Yep, we need more of the game to ring. Quick as you can. Sorry for the delay, sir.
Oh, that's quite all right. I don't mind waiting.
It shouldn't really happen in a well-conducted kitchen. I didn't think it was going to be so popular.
It's your fault for being such a good chef.
Yeah, well, come on, maybe you can move along a little. Don't want to cause another hold-up.
Sorry.
Thank you, sir.
Mustn't upset the chef. I know how temperamental they can be.
Still talking to him.
Probably telling him how good the food is.
Probably.
The greens, delicious. You get some?
No.
Oh, you should.
No, it's all right. I'm not very hungry.
Hello, you two. Good nosh?
I'll say. She'll get some before it all goes.
Is that where Lillian is?
I think she's done well, though, isn't she, darling?
Well, I'll have to keep track of her tonight.
Yeah, she does seem to be putting herself about a bit.
Oh, so many old friends here.
Not to mention the new one she's making. All men, funnily enough.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. She had quite a chat with that crony of yours. What's his name?
Stephen Chalkman.
Oh, he's not really a mate, more a poker buddy, but you know.
Oh, well, maybe that was the attraction.
Yeah, because Lydian likes a gamble.
What, is she with him now? Can't see her.
I'm not sure where she is.
Not at the buffet table. See your Adam there talking to that chef.
Oh, by the way, Matt, you'll be pleased to hear I've had a word with Greg about those drunks.
Oh, let it wait, Brian. We don't have to talk about it now.
Well, you wanted to talk about it yesterday. 7 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, here she comes. You must have been looking in the wrong direction, Matt.
What a feast. Mm-hmm. Time for me to dive in, I think. Mm. Superb.
Here, I'll get you a plate, Lillian.
Oh, and deprive me of a chance to talk with the lovely Ian.
It's no trouble.
Well, you'd better be quick. The dance floor's getting pretty crowded.
Well, maybe we could have a dance instead.
Oh, sorry. I promised Oliver and Stephen and... well, I really can't remember, but it isn't worth you waiting round for me.
I thought I might find you here.
I know. Don't say anything.
I wasn't going to. Except, well done.
What, was it okay?
It was a triumph. Weren't you pleased?
I'm never pleased.
You should be.
Well, and it was hard for me to concentrate.
Huh?
And one of the guests was making a bit of a nuisance of himself.
Oh dear. Should I be jealous?
No. But you can get off home now. We've got all the clearing up to do.
Well, I hate to leave you, but I would like to find out if Lillian's master plan has worked.
No, Stephen. You really shouldn't say things like that.
Lillian!
Oh, Matt, are you still here?
Yes, I am. This is the last dance, and I don't care who you've promised, you're dancing it with me.
Ooh, there's no need to hold me quite so tightly.
I need to make sure you don't get away from me.
Why would you care?
You have been trying to make me jealous all evening.
Now, why would I do that?
Yeah, well, you've succeeded. I haven't been able to take my eyes off you.
Really? You said you wanted to cool things between us.
Well, I was wrong.
I believe the phrase, just good friends, was even mentioned.
I was wrong.
Sorry, I didn't quite catch that.
I was wrong, right? I think about you all the time.
Ah, I get the idea.
You were just trying to make me jealous, weren't you? There isn't anyone else.
There may not be anyone at the moment.
I knew it. You mess.
But there will be very quickly if you try any of this nonsense ever again. I expect a lot of attention, Matt. I'm used to it.
Oh, you are going to get it.
Oh, come on now. Be good. Let's indulge in some light dance floor chit-chat. Do you come here often?
No, but there's someone who visits you a lot. Who the hell is AC?
Oh, Matt, she's my accountant.
Oh. I don't suppose there's any danger of us getting in before dawn, is there?
Well, don't wait for me. I'm staying up here.
Oh, fine.
Oh, off you go then. Yeah, must be finished by now.
Yeah. See you in the morning then.
Night, darling.
Night.
There's no need to look like that.
Not looking like anything.
We're really going to have to get used to this, you know.
What did I say? I can't help my face.
You two wait for Lillian.
But there's really no need for you to hang on.
Well, there is, you see.
Oh, darling, I'm sorry. Have you been waiting long?
That's all right. We don't mind.
Never mind. I'll make it up to you.
Lillian? Oh, darling. Sorry, were you waiting for me too?
Yes.
Oh, well, there's no need. Matt's taking me home, didn't he tell you?
Matt is.
Well, I tried to.
Yes. You ready then, Tiger?
Oh, yes, Pussykins. Ready for anything.
Night then, you two. Thanks for bringing me.
Yes, thank you so much.
She's going home with Matt.
Yes. Well, this has been fun. We should do it more often.
How is Christine settling in at the stables?
She's not doing too well, then.
She didn't want to go down with George and David to meet the loss adjuster at the police house.
Oh, didn't she? Oh, that's a shame.
I think so.
Might have helped to put things in perspective. Jill thought she seemed a bit more cheerful yesterday.
When they went to buy new clothes?
Yeah. Well, it started very well, but then...
She ran out of energy.
Yeah, that's right.
That's a bit of a pattern.
We just suddenly lost interest.
I know. Oh, it's as though she can't face moving on.
Yes, that's what Jill said.
Oh, I suppose it's only a week since it all happened.
Yes, quite. We mustn't expect miracles, I suppose.
Well, Alan's with her now. Maybe he can work one.
Is he? Oh, well, that's good.
I hope so.
Well, she was so adamant she didn't need to talk to him.
Yes, I know. He just kept saying he was there if she needed him.
Good.
Maybe. I think she just got tired of fighting him off.
Well, perhaps that doesn't matter. At least she's talking to someone.
So they've sold the Darrington Rectory. That is good news.
Yes, it means they'll be able to start negotiations with Matt Crawford for the Ambridge Vicarage.
Oh, it'd be lovely for us to have a vicar in the village again.
Well, it's kind of you to say so. So, what about your plans? Are you looking for somewhere to rent?
Oh, it's too soon to think about that. We're very happy here.
Yes. It must be a comfort for you to be back in your old home.
It is. Shula and Alistair have been so kind.
We all feel for you, Chris. Everyone in the village.
So how's the Promises auction coming on? I hear Bert's doing sterling work.
Yes, he is.
And Amy and Alice are taking in washing. Is that right?
Ironing. I wouldn't bid for it if I were you. Amy's idea of ironing
is... Oh, I've got nothing left to iron.
No. How are you really, Chris?
I'm fine.
Look, there's no reason for you to be.
These things happen.
You don't need to put on a brave face
I've got enough support from my family. It'd be very self-indulgent of me to expect...
Look, to what? Mourn for what you've lost? No. It's an essential part of the process.
I know that's all very fashionable, but we were taught to grit our teeth and just get on with things.
Oh, yes. Is that working for you?
No, but it might. If only I was sure.
Of what?
That Clive wasn't going to do anything else.
Chris, he's in Birmingham. He's very badly injured. He's in a secure hospital.
I know.
So it's not very likely, is it?
Yes, but that's what everyone said before.
Yes.
After the horse slashing, they said he'd be going down for a long time. And he didn't.
But this time...
Then they said he'd never try anything again. But he did.
I understand.
Then, after he took us hostage, they said the police would catch
him. They caught him now.
Don't you see? I was right. I was right every time.
Yes, you were.
Oh, thank you.
But it doesn't mean that you're right this time.
Doesn't it?
Chris, the things he's done to you are terrible. He must seem like a monster.
Seem?
But he's not superhuman. In fact, he's rather pathetic.
Oh, don't tell me to feel sorry for
him. No, I wasn't. It's you I'm concerned about. What you're going through.
Are you?
It's not good for you to turn him into this ogre in your head.
How can I help it?
I know you can't. It's perfectly natural.
Nobody else seems to think so.
But if you were to talk to people who were experienced in dealing with this kind of thing...
No, that's not for me.
You wouldn't even try it.
Why? You've just told me I shouldn't feel like a victim.
I didn't say that.
What would I want with victim support?
Oh, what a mess. I know. Even the Lossadjuster seemed to think it was pretty bad, didn't she?
Yeah. So, now the real work starts.
Yeah.
A structural engineer will come and assess the house, and you need to do these lists.
Yeah, everything we lost in the fire.
It's pretty daunting, isn't
it? Aye. I was hoping being down here might jog my memory a bit.
Is it?
Not really. It doesn't seem like a house anymore.
No. But, you know, if you're going to have to rebuild from scratch...
Oh, I don't know how I'm going to tell Chris that.
It's a new house.
She'd only just about got settled into this one.
Oh, I was trying to look on the bright side.
Yeah, I'm finding that a bit hard at the moment.
Yeah.
I mean, Chris will have a much better idea of what was in here than I will. I mean, you know what women are like.
Some women, yeah.
But how can I ask her? She just doesn't want to talk about anything.
I know.
We need to start thinking about finding somewhere to rent. But I haven't been able to bring that up either.
I know it's hard, George, but it's got to be done.
And could you take a look at the hay nets, please, Joanne?
Shula, I'm off now.
Oh, right. How did you get on?
I don't know. She still won't entertain the idea of contacting victim support.
Oh, I didn't think you'd get her to agree to that.
But she did open up about her fear of Clive.
Well, that's something.
Well, I hope it was helpful. I think she's using him as a bit of an excuse, actually.
An excuse? But what he did was terrible.
Oh, I know. But while she keeps going over it, what he has done, what he might do, she's not really facing the situation as it is.
Ah, yeah, I see what you mean.
So of course it was awful, but it happened.
until she faces what that means for her, it was hard to move on.
Oh, there's so much to sort out. George hasn't wanted to bother her. He's very protective.
She wouldn't want him to take on all of this alone, would she?
No, that's true. Maybe if she could see it like that.
Yeah, I think it would help. At least it would give her something else to think about rather than just brooding on Clive.
So, he's going to bite the bullet. Try and get Chris started on these lists when he gets back.
Well, I think that's a good idea. I mean, she's always happier when she's got something practical to do.
That's true.
Oh, I bumped into Oliver Sterling at the stables.
Oh, has he got those hay bales sorted out for Nigel?
What's this? Don't think I've heard about it.
He needs an old meadow mixture for his grassland project. Grange Farm's got an SSSI.
So he's taking some from Oliver's hay crop in July. And he's persuaded him to leave part of it for a late crop in August.
So that later varieties of wildflowers will be able to see.
Mm.
Oh, how's this crop bun thing of his going then?
Oh, well, quite a few people have signed up now. Usher and Ashok.
I didn't know that.
And some people from Grange Spinney.
You won't be there on your own then. Mm. Well, by the way, did Oliver say anything about the dinner dance at Grey Gables last night?
Well, I didn't know he was going.
Peggy told me. Come on, Phil. I know there's something.
Well, he did mention it, as a matter of fact.
Good do, was it?
Well, Lillian seemed to think so.
Oh, no, what's she done this time?
Caused quite a sensation, it seems.
Oh, what a surprise.
She spent the entire evening flirting with every man in the room.
No change there, then.
And then left with Matt Crawford.
Oh, no, Peggy will be upset.
I can't imagine what she sees in him.
No, that's a mystery to everyone.
Plus, the small fact that he's married. Well, I'll get some tea.
Oh, great.
You can be thinking what you'd like me to do for Mothering Sunday.
Isn't that supposed to be the other way round?
No, Mum's going to help me sort something out the kids might do for Ruth.
Oh.
I wanted to be a bit special this year.
Don't worry, I've had some ideas. I'll put the kettle on.
OK. Don't worry, Dad, I want to make it special for Mum, too.
Good. She deserves it.
Yeah, she does.
We were all so busy thinking about Christine, but your mother might have died, too.
I know.
If it hadn't been for you.
Oh, Dad. I just thank God I was there. She's very precious to me.
Yeah, to all of us. This is what Chris needs to be thinking about.
What, thanking God she's alive?
More than that. I mean, what does it matter if the house has burned down? They've still got each other.
She said it was all right for us to be buying all this new stuff.
Oh, yeah. As long as we keep the receipts.
Oh, that's a relief. I was worried it might not be covered.
No, it's fine. And it's, it's the same when we find somewhere to rent, they'll cover the costs of that as well.
Oh, we don't have to talk about that now.
We have to talk about it sometime.
Not now.
Well, soon. Shula and Alistair are being very kind, but we can't stay with them forever.
Well, no, but a little longer, surely.
Yes, but it might take time to find somewhere.
We've got so much else to deal with. I can't face it. Please, George.
All right, love. Another time.
So, then these lists, tell me again.
Well, we've got to list everything in the house as much as we can remember.
What, everything?
To make a claim. We're going to have a brand new house to furnish.
Oh, I don't want new things. I want the old things back.
Oh, I know, love, but that's not going to happen, is it?
Well, I suppose the logical thing is to work through it room by room.
Ah, good idea. Now, where would you like to start?
The living room's as good a place as any.
Well, that shouldn't be too difficult. Now, there's the sofa and the easy chairs for a start.
Oh, and the footstools.
You see, I would have forgotten them. Footstools.
That little occasional table.
Just a minute.
I bought that at Nelson's.
Did you?
He said he'd give me a special price for old time's sake, but I still think he'd charge me too much for it.
Don't suppose you remember how much.
Oh, no, I don't. Oh, Lord, have we got to think about that too?
No, not at the moment. Let's just concentrate on getting everything down first.
The coffee table.
Yeah.
Oh, the little bookcase.
Bookcase, yeah.
Dad gave me that.
Did he?
For passing my school cert. Said he was proud to have a scholar for a daughter.
I'm sure he was always proud of you.
Oh, he wouldn't be now. George, I can't do this.
I know it's hard.
I can't.
Maybe the living room wasn't a very good place to start.
It isn't that.
Too big. Now, if we start with the smaller rooms, the bathroom, perhaps.
A bathroom?
Yeah, I mean, there isn't really much out of the ordinary in a bathroom.
It was where I was when the petrol bomb went off.
Oh, love, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to...
I was taking my rings off to wash my hands.
Yes, but you see...
Mum's ring! I took off Mum's ring.
Oh, love.
And I left it there, I left it there.
Oh, Christine.
Her wedding ring. She left it to me.
I am so sorry.
Oh, I should have gone back for it.
No.
I would have if I'd remembered, but the flames, the smoke, I was confused.
Don't blame yourself. I'm sure your mum would never
have... I lost it. It meant so much to me and I lost it.
I don't know what to say.
Oh, the insurance company can't give me that back, can they? Not even if I remember how much it cost. It's irreplaceable.
Oh, love. Come here.
All of it. All those memories. We've lost everything.
The Archers was written by Mary Cutler and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Kate Oates and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.